Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. We do a radio show where you can call in and talk about anything you want to discuss here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, as usual, it's Ian and Mark. But normally we've got a Dave Ridley with us. He has taken off to parts unknown. He'll be back at some point, probably later on this summer. So I invited Taryn Lupo in to hang out with us.
Hey, I'm allowed to play in the big boys' chairs.
You've done a little bit of radio here and there. You've certainly been a guest on Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
in the past.
You were a host on Wheels Off Liberty, which has to be one of the most popular liberty-oriented shows ever.
I can't believe people still bring that show up. I mean, it's been like off the air for 4 or 5 years.
Has it been that long since there's been?
I think so. I think it was 2009 or 10.
I'm still bitter about it. I got to say,
I would go back in a minute, but it's Jamie Crane had a kid and disappeared.
That'll happen.
It's this thing about having children, and then Brian Hagan and I had a show, the Liberty Cats, which was pretty well received too. And he's hoping to do that again. So that's cool. In the works.
I know he's got some family stuff.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's got personal stuff, but I'm available. I'm here in New Hampshire, so
yeah,
if you want to do a show, invite me.
You're fresh, man.
I am.
Off the bus, so to speak. When did you make the move up here?
I actually moved 2 months ago, but yeah. I actually haven't been here but about 2 weeks because we had to go back and forth and get my girlfriend's stuff. So we were back and forth.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
She met her during the move-in. I don't think I met her prior to that, actually.
Yeah, we had to go all the way to Minnesota to get her stuff and then come back.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have not actually had a time to hang out.
You haven't even unpacked yet.
No, right? Because, I mean, we just went right to Porkfest when we got back, right. So...
Well, welcome to Free Talk Live. We're going to talk more about you here in a little bit, Taryn. And I want to go to a special guest who we actually haven't had on for a while. And, Mark, you invited Ted Anderson. Uh-oh. Well, never mind then.
Oh, no, Ted.
It's live radio, baby.
Yeah, we'll do our best.
Is he counting that money?
We'll do our best to get Ted back here. Mark, do you want to, talk a little bit about Ted for a moment and maybe why you wanted to have him on? I'll see if I can... ringing back up.
Yeah, sure. Ted Anderson, besides being the guy that brings you, the Genesis Radio Network, he's, the real sort of moneymaker behind it all is Midas Resources. And what Midas Resources is a company that buys and sells gold. And they have been behind Free Talk Live for many years, and I've bought a lot of gold and silver from them over the years. I think that it's a great hedge against inflation. Never sure what exactly is going to happen with the currency, so I just keep an eye out.
Yeah, it really blows me away. I have never seen silver prices this low for so long.
That's why I wanted to have him on.
I'd really like to see what he thinks the reason is, because every time I think, oh, okay, this isn't going to last, it goes lower. I don't understand. I mean, I remember when it busted under $20 a few years ago, I was like, oh, it'll never go lower. And I bought as much as I could.
I remember when it was at 50, and Michelle Seven and I were having a conversation about it, and she said, well, just go buy it again when it gets under 20. And I'm like, that's never going to happen. She just sort of reminded me that in fact, did happen. But
what's interesting is when it gets this low, it's actually hard to buy. Most of the buyers... don't want to sell it at that price,
right?
You know, and you'll never find anything directly at spot. It's always a little markup because people got to make money, and it costs money to make these coins. But the other thing is, it's just hard because people think you can buy it at that price, and you really can't. You have to be a big boy.
Yeah, indeed. That's they don't make it possible for us to buy at spot. That's just not the way it goes. But there's obviously the dealers are selling somewhere. They're using spot as a reference, and so as does Ted and over at Midas Resources, they you know, they're using spot. I mean, because everybody's looking at the spot price. They're going to Kitco or whatever, and they're taking a look, and they want to know, well, this is what it's worth. And, of course, they're trying to find the closest thing to spot possible, and that isn't possible. You have to buy $10,000 worth or whatever
something
it is.
Like that.
Yeah, have it delivered on a forklift or something. I have no idea how that could possibly
I remember occur. I looked into minting my own coin once for a book I was promoting. I wrote this book about pirates, and I thought it would be cool to have my own pirate coin to sell and promote, and just the setup on it was pretty ridiculous to strike a coin and how much you have to buy to get a decent price.
That was Pirates of Savannah?
Yeah, that was my first novel that actually did something. That's probably what I'm best known for, although I've gotten much better at writing. My new books are much better, but nobody reads them, so I still read the worst book I ever wrote.
I thought the
I loved it. It was for me, it was a page turner. Pirates of Savannah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I was in
you
jail.
Were.
That's right.
So,
you said
you
and later it ended up
for civil disobedience.
Yeah,
right. Later it ended up in one of the book weight bags, I guess you could call them that. Like the guys would put books that were heavy in bags and use them as weightlifting.
That's funny. That's where the future of your book. Yeah, it's because I remember. You know, I still had a few of these. I was going around making a living selling these books, and then it got harder and harder
making
to sell
a living
them.
At it.
Well, I mean, not
so that's
I was,
what it was.
You know, not much.
Yeah.
But I was getting a lot more money on e-books. What I was really selling the books were to make contacts and get emails. You know, over the 2 years I was out doing this, I collected probably 1,000 emails with people that actually bought the book, and that's worth a lot of money, because when you write another book, you got 1,000 people you can contact right away.
Yeah.
So, unlike most authors, I made 95% of my money on ebooks, almost none on print.
Wow.
I mean, it was just a few, and I think that's different than most Liberty books.
What about, Pirates of Savannah was your first, but my favorite was One Nation Under Blood. How'd that do?
That, you know, did okay. The ratings were great, but the sales never really took off on it. It paid for itself to develop it, but that was about it. I honestly was kind of getting burned out on promoting. When you're an author, it's like people hide from you after a while. Social network, they're like, no, don't send me another email about a book coming out. So it was really hard to get people to actually read. But I appreciate that. I think that was the best book I ever wrote. And, you know, nobody's read it. Well,
now maybe somebody will go and check it out.
One Nation Under Blood.
I think we have him now.
Ah,
we
there
some,
he is.
Some technical difficulties with the cell phone connection. Do we have Ted Anderson with us? Hello, Ted.
Yeah, I'm right here with you. Hopefully you can hear me now.
Yes, I can hear you now, and you're on with Ian, Taryn, and Mark, and good afternoon or good evening. You are the president, the founder of Midas Resources. You back the Genesis Communications Network, which is the network that provides syndication services for this very radio show. So thank you, Ted, for all of that. But, Mark, why don't you bring Ted on board here?
Well, I want to say that, the collusion aspect, right? Like Free Talk Live is syndicated by Midas, by Genesis Communications Network, which is a sister company of Midas Resources, which Ted's in charge of. Ted didn't, like, corner me and say, look, son, you're going to have me on or Free Talk Live's off the air. I asked him because of the very question that you have, Taryn. I want to know, Ted, why is silver below, like at $15 right now?
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, $15.65 right now. And what's going on is the world economy is falling apart. I mean, at least it is in Greece. And, Puerto Rico wants to file bankruptcy, but the United States government has a law says that it can't. So you would think with those things going on, gold and silver would be going up, not down.
You think?
We are looking right now at silver at $15.65. It's down about 12 cents. Gold is at $11.69.30. It's down $4.30. What this reminds me of, Mark, is the times where we had back in the early part of the 1980s when silver was down at about $3 an ounce and gold was down at about $248 an ounce. And nobody wanted it. There was no bad news that was good enough to make gold and silver rise in price.
There really wasn't back then.
No, it just you couldn't start a fire by putting gasoline on it. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what's going on right now. Precious metals is out of favor. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been running up like crazy. The Federal Reserve System is artificially keeping the interest rates low, and that all points toward, you know, good economic news, I guess, here in the United States. for some reason, money is not fleeing to gold. Money is fleeing to, you know, to cash right now. The banks have a ton of cash. They don't have enough people to lend it to. There's a surplus of that. Nobody wants precious metals. And I can tell you right now, if you put this together in your head, you'll think, let's see, when gold was down at $248 an ounce and silver was down at about $3.50, that was a good time to be buying.
Ted, hold that thought. If you can stick with us, I want to bring you back here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, we're back with Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to join us here at 855 450 free. Coming up, the First Church of Cannabis in Indianapolis is holding its first service, or it did hold its first service today, and our friend Ademo Freeman from CopBlock.org was on site for that. So hopefully we'll be hearing from him tonight. I did ask him to give us a call and tell us how that went, because the First Church of Cannabis is currently under police threat. They were going to arrest anyone who partook in smoking cannabis. So I've yet to hear whether or not anyone actually did. With Ademo Freeman around, I suspect somebody did. So we'll find out here in a little bit. And that may be why he hasn't called us yet, because maybe he was arrested. I'm speculating. I haven't heard anything. So we'll get back into that here in a moment. Also, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Ted Anderson. He's with us. It's Ian, Taryn, and Mark here in the studio tonight. Ted is there in the Genesis Communication Network studios. Hey, Ted.
Hey. You know, we're just talking about it. While the break was going on, I just pulled up the national debt clock again, because it just I like to remind myself of exactly what's going on. And right now we're looking at $18.288 trillion, and the gross domestic product is at $17.797 trillion. So the debt is bigger than what we produce. And I'm watching those numbers just click away, and I think, huh, is there a problem here? You know, that's why I'm saying it just sort of baffles me that when you take a look at what's going on economically in Europe, even here in the United States, and you look at precious metals, and to me it just doesn't add up. But I can tell you it didn't add up in 1982 either, and it's not going to add up now. There are so many fundamental reasons why a person would want to own precious metals and have something that's safe and secure in this fashion, rather than having a Federal Reserve note, which is, you know, issued by the Federal Reserve System, printed by the U.S. Treasury, and, you know, we the taxpayer, we the people here in the United States, you know, put up with this and actually have to fund it, the whole process. And with our taxes, and also with our inflation causing the erosion of the currency, and us have to pay more for raw goods and services. It's funny. You would think Greece going bankrupt would cause the price of precious metals to go up. If that happened in the year 2009, 2010, it would have caused gold probably to rise another $100 an ounce, and silver maybe to see $5, $10 move. I mean, it was just enough to make things really roar. And here we are sitting in the opposite side of the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is winning the war. The S&P 500 is. Gold and silver is not as interesting, and that's just the way it is. And it's going to be that way for a little while. I don't see it turning around here within the next month or two, but perhaps by this fall people will start to pay attention again. But that's the bottom line. For some reason, people prefer not to be in precious metals. They like paper currency better, and they like everything that has to do with paper currency, including the equities market and also the bond market as well.
Yeah, one of the things when I look at commodities is just sort of the way, you know, the way they react is they kind of find, you know, they'll find bottoms and tops. And what the expectation is that once you've gotten to a certain height, that it's relatively easier to get back to that height. And I think to some extent that, you know, silver having been at $50, I don't know, a couple of years ago, that it's going to be easier for it to reach back out and touch 50 again. And it seems to me that it's been, like you said, it's just been sort of ignored by investors, but gold and silver, they don't get ignored forever, that's for sure. And I think that people are going to come back, and this is just one of those good times to get in. And, you know, I expect it to be back at some point making much higher highs.
Well, I can tell you this. When they opened up the Egyptian tombs, they did not find Federal Reserve notes in there.
Yeah, I heard they found some marijuana in
they very well could have found marijuana. That was probably way more valuable than this thing that we carry around in our pocket.
It doesn't keep, though. Maybe that's the problem. You just can't keep it. It goes bad.
So I also heard that that ISIS has minted its own gold currency.
Come on. The denarii. Really?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did.
They're probably probably dealing in marijuana, too. But you know what? I mean, yeah, obviously ISIS is going to take a look at precious metals as a great way to transact business because of the, I mean, look what Saddam Hussein had. I mean, he had oil tankers that looked like oil tankers, but when you opened them up, they had gold bars in them.
Oh, wow. I'm sure the ISIS coin has a little CIA emblem on the back.
Well, I don't know about that.
No?
Hey, Ted, right now over at gold.freetalklive.com, that's where our listeners can go to hook themselves up with some beautiful gold and silver pieces. What's one of your favorites at the moment? What do you like?
Well, there's no question about it. If a person is looking for gold, I would go with the Frank coin. It's a nice small coin. It's something that's portable. It's affordable for most at $258.29. But I also think the clean silver rounds at $18.74, or take a look at the old mercury dimes, that type of thing. They come in bags of 1,000 at 2,055. That's the kind of stuff that is going to be tradable. It's going to be stuff that you can use in barter in the future, and you just simply don't have to worry about, you know, whether the government likes you or not. It's simply money, you know.
Yeah, I like the mercury dimes for doing sort of business with, barter, those sorts of things, because they're clearly and obviously not an Eisenhower dime, you know, made of pot metal. And I like the silver just bullion, these clean silver rounds that you've got there. I like those for sort of having precious metals. And I do have some francs, like you say, but I've got some sovereigns, too, and I'm pretty happy with them.
Yeah, do you guys still do that deal where you give away a coin with the book Jekyll Island?
Yep,
that was like the best deal ever.
That's been one of my favorite offers. I got to tell you, G. Edward Griffin hooked me, and I think it was probably about 1989 or something that I read his book, and ever since then I'm thinking everybody's got to have this thing. If you simply don't understand how the Federal Reserve System came into existence or what it's all about, that's a book that you have to read. I mean, it's a big book. It's like reading War and Peace, but it's interesting. He's like,
Well, it was the very first thing I ever bought from Midas probably, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. And I remember for the same price as a book, it's like I got a free piece of silver.
Yeah, that's true. You get the book.
It's a real good deal.
And one silver dollar for $25. Go to gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com. Take a look at what's available there. And then there's also a toll-free number that you can dial them up at, which is 877-857-9938. Maybe a real good time to hook yourself up with some silver and or some gold while the prices seem to be kind of at a low point. Now, of course, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, but whatever happens, gold and silver will likely continue to be very valuable over time, whereas government currencies,
It can't be worth any less, right? Yeah. I mean, silver's at a surprising low.
Well, you never know what's going to happen, but you do know what's going to happen to government currency, and that is they're going to keep printing and printing and printing and devaluing the currencies all around the world.
Gold.freetalklive.com.
Ted, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. It was nice seeing you last month at the Talkers Conference as well. I guess he's gone. Thanks, Ted.
He wasn't time for all your extra stuff there.
He's a busy man. I mean, running a radio network and a gold and silver business. So check him out at silver.freetalklive.com. We'll come back with secession. It's bubbling up again over there in Europe. We'll tell you where this time people have got secession on their mind. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live continues in moments.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. We got plenty of time for you to join us here on the radio waves. Talk about anything you want to discuss at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
I'm Taryn.
And King Mark the First.
855, 450 free. Peacekeeper 1.0 was released at the end of 2014. It was a hit, but there were some problems. Limited features, persistent bugs, lack of a real network. Over at Peacekeeper, they've spent the past 6 months learning from the mistakes they made on the first app. And they've learned what doesn't work and what does and how to build on it. They're ready to go and develop Peacekeeper 2.0. It's got the potential to be world-changing. New features will be included, like a verified network of peacekeepers you can call in emergency. And no longer will you just have to rely on your own groups and alliances. Now every peacekeeper in the area is a potential ally. The Peacekeeper app allows you and your neighbors and friends and family to respond to emergency calls. Maybe it's a medical, a fire, or abduction or something like that. You can send out the alert via the Peacekeeper app, and the other Peacekeeper users will receive that alert. Thereby, they can respond hopefully faster than the people could respond from 911. It's a way to build a decentralized network of people who can assist in an emergency situation. And it's a brilliant concept. They're looking to raise some money to get the programmer into a new programmer to come in and create a powerful bug-free free system. They need your help, and of course, there are going to be perks involved when you contribute. So go to PK, like Peacekeeper, pk.freetalklive.com, pk.freetalklive.com. Contribute to their Indiegogo campaign today. If you want to see Peacekeeper 2.0 revolutionize what protection means, contribute to their Indiegogo campaign today. pk.freetalklive.com. Coming up, the secession movement is bubbling up in Europe again. All kinds of interesting things are happening in Europe right now, at least, you know, that is coming across our desk. We, of course, have been talking about Liberland quite a bit, the new country that was just declared between Croatia and Serbia. Haven't heard any news about Liberland since I got back from Porkfest. That doesn't mean there's nothing happening. It just means that I'm still catching up after returning from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you've heard anything about Liberland, you want to update us, feel free. Of course, the situation in Greece, as you may know, they did default officially last night. And so that situation continues to develop. There's going to be a vote coming up on Sunday as far as whether or not the people of Greece would like to agree with the austerity measures that the creditors are demanding.
Now, I've heard they haven't defaulted. Money. They're just essentially late on payments.
Well, they officially defaulted. The deadline was Tuesday, and so last night was the end of that deadline.
All right.
So that is a default on a $1.7 billion payment out of $200 or $300 billion that they had been loaned by the 19 countries in the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund.
Are they talking about detaching from the euro and just printing their own money to get themselves out of trouble?
That will likely be what happens unless the Greek people vote on Sunday to accept the austerity measures that the creditors are demanding. So basically, the Greek government is saying we need a bigger bailout. We need more, right? Because they couldn't make this bailout work with $300 billion or whatever it was. Now they need more. Well, the creditors are saying, well, we're not going to give you any more unless you do X, Y, and Z.
No more for you.
And the government guys are saying, well, we don't want austerity measures, so screw you, but we'll put it up to a vote and see what the people want. And so it remains to be seen how that's all going to shake out.
Yeah, it blows me away against it. That someone would even lend them money to get out of trouble after they got in. It's like,
it's crazy.
I couldn't think of a worse investment to invest in.
It's really nuts. So I guess, you know, we'll
they're acting now that like they're sorry a little bit. I mean, there's some apologies from the Greek government
that
sort of thing. I don't know what the specifics are, but I just heard it on NPR. You know, they're seeing the error of their ways at this point is that default's not looking great. Going back to the drachma is bad news for them.
So here's another story from Europe. This one,
unless the drachma is backed by gold or silver.
This one is from Mises.org. It's featured at LouRockwell.com. The secessionist impulse doesn't seem to be going away in Europe. This month, the Wall Street Journal reported that the latest drive for secession comes from Sardinia. The leaders of the movement proposed that the island, only part of Italy since the 1860s, be joined to Switzerland instead.
Huh.
The Sardinians have a tough row to hoe in convincing the Swiss to accept them as the newest Swiss canton. Sardinians do have a coastline to offer, however, but the whole episode illustrates yet again that the national borders drawn on the map over the past two centuries are beginning to outlive their usefulness.
Mm.
As with the Venetians, the Scots...
Europe changed, you know, like things changed all the time in Europe at one point, and now they have been relatively
static.
Yeah.
As with the Venetians, Scots, and the Catalonians, the matter of Sardinian secession and/or annexation involves any number of referenda and discussions about self-determination. And in this case, as with most similar cases, one is left with the problem of determining how one can morally go about switching state affiliations without precipitating war or accusations of human rights abuses. The Europeans don't phrase it this way, but when they discuss the need for plebiscites and democracy, this is what they mean. Certainly, this problem was not at all alien to the laissez-faire liberals of the 19th century, including Ludwig von Mises, who wrote, quote, "No people and no part of a people shall be held against its will in a political association that it does not want." Mises said further that the right of inhabitants of every territory to decide on the state to which they wish to belong. And if it were only that easy to simply decide that you want to belong to a new state or a different state.
That's essentially what we're talking about here on Free Talk Live. I don't use the term state because I think I reserve that for an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on a given landmass. And so if you want to change states, essentially you have to pick up and move physically from one place to another. But all I'm advocating for is that people be able to choose their governments. And at the very, you know, even if that has to, even if we have to evolve to that from, you know, different land masses, different areas, geopolitical areas, you know, choosing this or that. So Sardinia, an island, saying, you know what, we don't want to be part of Italy anymore. We want to be part of Switzerland. Well, I think it's a step in the right direction.
And Murray Rothbard explained Mises' position further, saying, quote, the right of self-determination in regard to the question of membership in a state thus means whenever the inhabitants of a particular territory, be it a single village, whole district, or a series of adjacent districts, make it known by a freely conducted plebiscite that they no longer wish to remain united to the state to which they belong at the time, but wish either to form an independent state or to attach themselves to some other state, their wishes are to be respected and complied with. This is the only feasible and effective way of preventing revolutions and civil and international wars, unquote. On a purely technical level, it's easy to imagine the sort of territorial plebiscitary process. The problem one is left with in these cases, however, is what to do with minorities that oppose the secession or annexation by other states. Now, that is, you know, the real issue. That's the rub with, like, what happened in Scotland, where it was darn close. The vote was real close. It didn't pass, unfortunately, but they almost were able to leave the United Kingdom. And it didn't work out. But that did leave the big question mark of, well, is that really fair to the people, the 49%? If they had voted to leave, would that be fair to the people who wanted to stay? And the answer is no, it's not fair. I mean, it's democracy, right? One side is going to be victorious in that circumstance. And what can you do about that besides come up with some new model where not everybody is forced to go along with the program, where people are allowed to have two different, you know, protection agencies or states or whatever you want to call them within the same landmass? We're not there yet, but we really should be there.
Well, there's experiments being tried. I mean, even with the idea of your Shire Society is kind of an experiment to see, I would say, in secession and as a fact of you're declaring yourself independent where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that these experiments have to happen.
You're right. That's exactly what the Shire Society is, in fact. It is a personal secession. When you sign the Shire Society Declaration, which you can do right now over at ShireSociety.com. I actually put a new theme on the site a couple months ago, so it looks different. And, again, you can sign it digitally right there on the website. There's actually a printable version. You can print the declaration out. And it's just a one-page, real simple, personal declaration of independence. And the idea is you don't have to move anywhere to be a part of the Shire Society. You are leaving the state society. You are joining the Shire Society. It's a voluntary, consensual group of people who've come together and have the same values. We'll come back with more here in moments. You can share your thoughts more about secession in Europe at 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-453. We're talking about secession. It is back in the news, and this time it is a place that maybe I've heard of at some point, but I couldn't point it out to you on a map. Sardinia?
Yes,
do you know where that is?
Yeah, actually, I did that 23andMe DNA test thing.
Okay.
Found out that I'm part Sardinian.
You're Sardinian.
Yeah, apparently it's part Sardinian.
Right on, fellow Italian. Finally. I'm the only one up here.
Apparently there was some Ethiopian Jew that passed through Sardinia and humped somebody there that came along too. So very interesting, nonetheless.
Oh, okay, I'm looking at the map here. It looks like it's to the west of Italy. They're just south of Corsica. So anyway, Sardinia apparently wants to leave Italy and join Switzerland, according to the story here over at Mises.org and LouRockwell.com. We can continue that here. Also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a variety of features completely free. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, you can contribute to the Bitcoin tip jar. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Bitcoin address there, and then send over whatever you feel is appropriate. Expresscoin.com, of course, is where you can go to get Bitcoins. If you've been wanting Bitcoins, and there's the possibility they could keep going up in value. It's been a real good last couple weeks for Bitcoin, with the situation in Greece seems to have really been encouraging people to move into Bitcoin, which means the price has been going up. So if you want to get some, go to expresscoin.com. It's the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. Litecoin's also up quite a bit from what I understand. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrencies with a money order or check. Get started over at expresscoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Again, that's expresscoin.com. They've even got a smartphone app if you'd like. And when you're checking out, you can use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. As we continue here, we're talking about the right to self-determination, according to LouRockwell.com and Mises.org. On a purely technical level, it's easy to imagine this territorial plebiscitary process. The problem one is left with in these cases, however, is what to do with the minorities that oppose the secession or annexation by other states. This is the claim made by nationalists who oppose the secession by Catalonia, for example. The nationalists assert that even if a majority were to prefer independence in Catalonia, minorities within Catalonia itself would be disenfranchised by secession. The nationalist solution in this scenario, therefore, is to disenfranchise the majority. But this solution is nothing more than an appeal to the central government to unilaterally settle the problem with force. In contrast, the proper solution lies not in centralization, but in further breaking down the size of each territory into smaller pieces to account for demographic realities and minority populations.
This is one of the problems that really was essentially going on in Bosnia and Serbia during the time of, you know, the war in the 90s. You had very mixed populations, and what they essentially did was just, I mean, sadly, just kill everybody. Yeah, they just killed everybody who wasn't whatever they wanted. The majority was in those given areas. It's one of the reasons that I think it's Croatia is like shaped like this funny boomerang shape. Mm-hmm. It's a big weird shape, and they're just trying to sort of draw lines around different ethnicities and make them the majority in those areas, and that doesn't serve everybody, obviously. I do see why they want to get down to smaller and smaller areas, but that kind of shows, shows the competition people want. I mean, people in one area don't need the same things as people in another area. Think about New York State. I think it's the best example out there. You have in New York State a, you know, big, rural, relatively rich area up to the north, and down, in the city, it's just this huge population center that needs something entirely different than what upstate New York needs.
And the upstaters hate the fact that they're saddled with New York City.
And the New York Metro says, hey, we support the whole state. It's all our money, which, of course, isn't entirely true, but I can understand why they feel that way. And it's a very difficult situation to solve when you have these big land masses. People think that there's value, and there is value. There's some value in larger governments and sort of from a standpoint of homogeny. But to some extent, I mean, think about California, for instance. California has rules that, because it's big enough, it passes on vehicles, it passes these rules as far as catalytic converters and stuff goes. That's just nationwide. They put it on everybody. They put it on everybody's car because, well, we want to sell in California, so we might as well put it on every car.
But if any community, no matter how small, can simply break off and join another state or remain independent, what's to stop single households from doing this?
What's to stop, indeed?
Rothbard asked the same question, and it brings us back to Mises' comments on self-determination. He wrote, quote, if it were in any way possible to grant this right of self-determination to every individual person, it would have to be done. This is impracticable only because of compelling technical considerations, which make it necessary that the right of self-determination be restricted to the will of the majority of the inhabitants of areas large enough to count as territorial units in the administration of the country. Unquote. In other words, anarchism is theoretically justifiable, although technically problematic. Mises no doubt has a point here, since there are economies of scale in both military and civil defense. It's debatable whether or not the technical consideration from the state's perspective cannot be overcome with technological innovation, however. Bureaucratic administration may have required a certain minimum size of departments and territorial units in Mises' day, but it's unclear that such problems are insurmountable today, given the decentralization and networking capabilities of modern administrative and communications technology. Nevertheless, from a sociological and economic standpoint, his concern about there being a practical floor to the extent which states can be broken up appears to be useful. After all, there's no denying that people like to join together in groups for a variety of purposes, not limited to military and economic ends.
Now, military is a very interesting one. When you talk to people who believe in a small state, terminology we use for this is minarchists, and I'm not saying that I am not one of these people. I don't know, because we haven't been able to try other things out. What they'll say is that you need the government for cops, courts, roads, the military. Sometimes they'll say the FAA, and they'll add in a few other things. But, those are the core. Cops, courts, the military, and roads.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads is absolutely ludicrous. We have roads all over this country and many others that are private. Private roads work. They've worked for a long time. Anybody who says the roads has not spent any time looking at this issue. And that's fine. I get that people don't spend a lot of time looking at the issue. I don't look at a lot of particular areas in the world. Like, I know nothing about rocket ships or brain surgery, two areas of really smart people, right? I don't know anything about that stuff. But I don't hold an opinion, right? Like, I don't say, oh, well, this is how you should cut into this person's cerebrum,
mm-hmm.
because I would be an idiot to say that. Like, the area of roads...
Not even the king knows that.
Right.
Huh?
Well, I'm the king. I can rule over the person who cuts into the head, but that doesn't mean that I would tell them how to do it, because I am not a fool for a king. But when it comes to roads, so many people will have opinions as though somehow or another we simply could not put asphalt on the ground without the government. That's ludicrous. The military is a much more interesting question. There are plenty of states who've outsourced military work for other governments. Basically, Europe has outsourced its military to the United States. But Liechtenstein has completely outsourced to its military. It has no standing military. Costa Rica, no standing military. There are nation states all around the world that just don't have a military. They have outsourced to somebody else. They expect protection from another organization, and that's all fine and dandy.
I don't know if it's outsourcing. I mean, as I understand it, the Costa Rican state does have state police. But they don't have a military. That
right.
doesn't mean that, you know, the people of Costa Rica aren't going to defend their country if they're attacked.
Sure, they could repel perhaps Honduras or somebody who wants to come in with just their policing force. They probably have a certain amount of stuff to be able to do that. They certainly can repel bandits or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not completely hapless out there, hapless and helpless out there.
Afghanistan didn't have a military,
yeah.
and they were able to repel the U.S. government pretty effectively.
I think it's gotten to a point where it's almost impossible to hold any country. Like, even with the hugest military force in the world, this country's getting its rear end handed to them over and over by a couple mountain men, you know?
yeah.
So it's gotten to the point where I don't think traditional warfare that we learn about in all the movies is really how it works anymore.
That's definitely true.
Well, I mean, who's really conquered another country and marched in and held them? In recent 100 years, yeah.
I don't know. I could probably figure that out.
But they didn't hold it long.
Yeah. The problem with Afghanistan was that they took the capital like you're supposed to do when you when you have a war, but the capital didn't rule anything.
Right. The guys in caves don't care.
Right. If Washington D.C. the weakness of the United States is that Washington D.C. rules everything.
We're coming
you take
back.
It, you win.
855-453.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at abvi.com.
Done.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.